Welcome, 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 everyone, to Whiplash Talk. This is Sunshine, and it is a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful sunshiny day. And I am so glad that you're here with us on Whiplash Talk on BBS Radio and TV. And I have a couple of wonderful friends. I call them special guests, but they are super wonderful friends as well. They're family. Rob A. and Birdie, are you here?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy, here we go.
Here we go. This is going to be interesting.
It's on like Donkey Kong.
So it's so nice today. Today here, like we got crazy
Did
weather.
You wee-wee?
I'm stuttering here. I was trying to, my mind was moving too fast for my body. I was trying to convert. So, you know, for the American listeners, because 21 right. degrees here today, Celsius, which is 69.8 Fahrenheit, but like really, really nice. Like, got up and I dressed up like it was winter, and I had to take off my gloves and open my jacket and take off my hat and scarf. Like I didn't realize it was that warm when I left the house this morning, you know?
That's so fun. That's so awesome.
Oh, spring is so in the air. It was like, you know, that smell. It was like the first everything was thawing. Like you could smell the pine trees, the whatever, the swamp, or like just that really good spring smell when you know it's like, okay, winter's I think officially done.
Yeah. Yeah. I was thinking that here, and then I went out to the beach yesterday, and literally I had like a scarf on that has like a little ruff on it. It looks like a rough for Kool-Aid Man. Oh, yeah. sorry. BBS is sending us fun things. But I went out to the beach, and it was so blasted cold. The tide was out. The wind was blowing. And I'm like, okay, maybe it's not quite warm. But you guys, I saw eagles. I was parked right under an eagle tree. It was amazing. It was beautiful. And yeah, spring is in the air. Things are blooming here. Things are leafing out. So yeah, spring is sprungin'.
Yeah.
Spring is sprung. Spring is sprung. Birdie?
Yeah.
Yeah. You got birds?
I got birds. Yeah. I mean, it's 50 here. Well, so I'm good. That's better than what we've been getting.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm happy. Yeah. I'm in a great mood. I'm so happy to be here today.
Be happy you're here. Do what you want.
Give me energy. And a little
girl.
Bit of coffee helps, right? A lot of coffee.
Right? It's always fun when we're together. It's good.
Or I could say use guys.
Rob, what were you going to say? You were going to say something.
Speaking of birds, that reminded me of something that
happened. No jokes. Sorry, go ahead.
No, this isn't a joke. It was just something really cool because I'd never experienced this before. But I was flying on, I think it was Wednesday, and my longest flight ever. So I did 81 nautical miles, and that was really awesome. But we flew underneath like a big white bellied hawk. And like, it was high up there. I think we were at 3,500 feet. So it was like above us. But so you got to be careful, obviously. You don't want to get a bird strike. But
right.
Yeah. But then the canopy on my friend's airplane is like it's a bubble canopy. So it's all, you could see it right from the bottom. So it's like a custom built airplane. So it's not like a Cessna where you can't see up the roof. Like you could see, the range of view is just amazing. And that was like one of the coolest things. I was like, I flew underneath a hawk.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
Probably do it in your sleep.
In my sleep, I am the hawk, but whatever.
Exactly.
I'll fly these tin cans with propellers until that day where I become a hawk again.
Well, maybe you are one. You just don't know yet.
Oh, I think I already am.
That was me. I was the hawk that was flying over the plane. I wanted to say hello.
See,
I saw it. It had a cup of coffee in its wing.
Yeah, and it was spiraling like pretty quickly, huh?
Yeah. I thought it was going to go straight into the ground.
That's right, but it didn't because I'm right
flat. A flat spin.
It's like Jonathan Livingston Seagull. Do you guys
remember
that?
Yes. You didn't. You have to watch
that. About that a lot.
Yeah, you have to watch that. Go ahead, Rob. Tell her.
I don't remember it that well. I haven't seen it since I was a kid, but I remember it being really cool. And it was on For the People.Space a while ago, too.
It was. It was. Yeah. It basically in the movie, there's one seagull that is just like, I can fly, I can soar, I can fly, and there's like a council in the group of seagulls, and they're kind of like rolling their eyes, and they're like, oh, would you please get your child under control? And so the mom and dad of Jonathan Livingston Seagull is like, come on, you kind of need to, tone it down a little bit, and but I can do it. I can fly. I can fly. Anyway, so it's a good movie to watch. I'll leave
That's
it at
me. I know.
that.
I'm like, I can fly. I know it.
I can do it. Flap my
That's
wings.
my movie. I gotta watch it. How did
You
I
gotta
never
watch
see
it.
it?
I have no idea,
It
Jonathan
might have
Livingston
been
Seagull.
originally a book as well, and
It was.
A
It
book.
was.
I think, is it by Richard Bach? Because I remember a friend telling me, like, 6 degrees of separation. I know this dude, he lives down in the States and he's a magician, and so we kind of bonded because I used to do magic as well. But he was telling me that he knew the guy, like Richard Bach or whatever, and it was really interesting because he had, I think, don't quote me on it, but if I'm remembering the story correctly, he had big ties to aviation too, like back in the barnstorming days where he'd like fly to different, barns or fields and land there and, give kids plane rides. And I was like, oh, that's so cool. That's where I
Yes.
think the word barnstorming came from.
That's good. And yes, it was. It was a 1970 novella by Richard Bach about a seagull who rejects the mundane life of his flock to pursue his passion for
Nice.
flight, seeking self-perfection, freedom, and a higher purpose, becoming a bestseller and a cultural touchstone for individualism and spiritual growth.
Yay, perfect.
Yay! Aren't you smarty pants? That's why we have you on the show. We're just here for the entertainment. You're to be the smarty pants. Okay, yeah. So I was thinking Whiplash Talk. I've always wanted to just help people, and I'm talking to the audience right now. I've always wanted to help people on their journey because I started this show just thinking, okay, there's nobody else out here in the mud, mucking through the mud, swimming through the mud on their way to ascension and kind of, working this through. And so I said, I'll be that person. And so I was going through the Power of Now book by Eckhart Tolle, and I got to chapter 7, and it just really kind of jumped off the page to me. Actually, I was listening to it, so it really just kind of piqued my interest. And so I sent it to Rob and I sent it to Bertie and said, hey, what do you guys think? Just, peruse through it. No instructions. I just sent it to him and said, hey, would you just review this? And so they reviewed it. And then I also noticed that in chapter 6, there was some stuff that kind of like led back to chapter 6, some stuff that he had referenced. And so my whole purpose for this, for me, sometimes I have a hard time going within. I'm just being honest because my mind is racing and I'll do my, obligatory three, I command my spirit to take the thoughts of my head and drop them into my heart, count it down. And then I start to go to, I command my spirit to increase my life force energy. Man, that pizza sounds really good. I'm like, and I'm like, crap, I didn't even make it through my first command, And so I think the thing, we've talked about, living libraries back when our friend was on, when Q was on, and pointedly asked, well, aren't these shows a part of the living libraries that'll be here well beyond, after we're all gone and not doing radio anymore or things like that. And so I was thinking, there are three different people, three different personalities. We all get along very well, but we all have different walks. And so that means there's other people out there listening to Sunshine on Whiplash Talk that may not quite, like maybe what I do doesn't work for this person, but maybe what Ron does, it'll go, oh, breakthrough. What Rob does, I said, Ron, what Rob does. And so I thought, I just asked, talking to the listening audience again, I just asked these two to just come forth with, how do you handle it? What do you do? Do you struggle with this? And let's kind of use these chapters and we can go off road. We don't have to stick to these, but let's just kind of talk this through and see if we can lay down some track here that'll really help people that come back, maybe even when this is in archives, come back and talk and listen and go, God, I'm so glad they talked about going within and the struggles they had and some of the tricks that they use, tricks, whatever you want to call them, to get back out of that mind center and get back into the heart center. What do you think?
I totally agree, and it's very like you said, I'm that's why I'm doing, my show as well, is that like, okay, there's other people out there doing this. And a lot of times, it's like, okay, we read Eckhart, but, and he talks about his story and the power of now and a new earth. But, what about people who there's just so many different walks of life. Everybody's playing a different hand. So it's like, well, it still makes it seem like, well, this guy, we don't really know who this guy is or what he's gone through. He seemed like he had an okay life. So, he didn't, might not have struggled with addictions like drugs and alcohol. So somebody who's gone through that maybe isn't going to resonate with Eckhart, So everybody needs somebody who's going through it that's kind of similar. So they can, you don't want to try and fit into a box of, because that's the thing about this. You're not create, you're not, there's no path. The path is just unfolding moment to moment. You're creating somewhere. And so my path isn't your path, but it's good to have that. Aha, well, this person's been working through it. Oh, yeah, okay, this worked for them, this didn't. And so, mind to heart drops, so many things like just bringing yourself back, calling yourself back. Like, it's like Rob, I say that all the time. That's a Zen thing, I think. Like, Rob, yeah, where are you? Not here. Okay, I need you fully here, man. Like, stop being in fantasy land. We need to be fully here now because our point of power is always in the present moment.
In the present
And
moment.
I just remind myself that. Like everything, if you take the stance that everything is alive, so I've said on the show before, see the strange in the familiar. That was something my high school art teacher always told me. See the strange in the familiar. So next time you say like, oh, like same shit, different day, how many days is that stolen from you? So next time you're sitting in your room and you see it as old, try to see it as new. Try to like be like, that's the most profound gift I've ever had. Like this morning I woke up and my room hasn't changed, but I just felt different about it. I was like, I'm so grateful. Instead of looking at what I don't have, I looked at all the things I do have. So, and we can just change our perspective instantly. And that's, we can, that's the practice. Keep coming back to the present moment. And whatever you do, however you do it, it doesn't necessarily have to be a one and done thing. You're going to have to keep on remembering, keep on forgetting, and then keep on remembering to come back to the present moment, right?
Birdie.
Well, I'm so hyper today. I need to calm myself down and be serious. Okay. So I listened, and I actually just today, which kind of brings it all together. My mind wanders, but I'm getting better at bringing it back. Like I'm not going to beat myself up and go, oh, there you go again. If I'm trying to just be still and go within. I don't necessarily meditate, manifest. I don't know those, whatever those words. I just try to really go within and stay out of, and for me, going within is clearing my head, like just staying out of the mind, staying in the heart, staying in the body, the inner body that they talked about. I think that was chapter six, though.
Yeah, it was
And
good.
then you can feel it. You can feel it in your arms. You can feel the energy moving in your body. And then, something will pop up in my head, and then I'll okay, go back. And I have to keep pulling myself back. So instead of getting frustrated, it's just a matter of just keep going back and keep as many times as it takes. And then eventually it is a going within. But I wanted to say, I was listening again in the car. I had to go pick up my daughter, and I was like 15 minutes early. And so I'm sitting in the car and I was listening. And as I'm, this relates to you, Rob, because as I'm sitting there, I started wondering. I'm like, all right, I got to go get her something. I got to do this. Am I going to make it back for the show? Blah, blah, blah. I'm doing that. And I'm like, all right, stop. So I'm sitting there and there are two cars behind me. This guy gets out of the driver's seat, goes into the sidewalk, and starts doing all of this. What, Rob, what is it? Qigong? It's like, is that what it's called, right? Qigong. And he's doing this thing with his hands, and it looks like martial arts, and it, but it was very fluid. And I mean, he's in the car line at the parent pickup on the sidewalk. I'm like, dude, you got some guts.
I
Like,
love it.
and so I'm like, how do I get like a 2 second clip so that I could show you guys what was happening? So I'm like in the side mirror, like, because I couldn't even believe it was happening. And I'm like watching the whole time, just like smiling. Of course, everybody's looking at him like he's crazy. I thought it was awesome. And then I look it up and realize, I know Rob said it before, but it's spelled Qigong or Jong, right?
Yeah,
I'm not,
G-O-N-G. So depending on
Jong.
the like, but yeah, key. So it's either QI, CHI or KI, depending on, I guess the country of origin type thing.
Yeah, and what popped up for me was the QI, and then I watched a little video. I'm like, yep, that's what he's doing. But I've never actually seen it before, but you've talked about it before. Right as I was trying to go within, and then I started thinking about the show, and then this dude just jumps out of his car and starts doing it. This thing. And I'm like, it's just, we're powerful creators. We really are. And it was just so cool. But yeah, I mean, my mind can go, as you know, both of you. My mind can go.
Well, it's
I go, I'm like,
good.
shut Jack,
Well, that's the thing too, is I now, so the past couple of weeks, is I just keep reminding myself, like, this present moment is way too beautiful. Even if you're just sitting in your living room, just like if you take the stance, like I said before, that everything is alive and you're generating it instantly without even any deliberation whatsoever, just that in and of itself is beautiful. But like, so if I drift off and it's like, this moment's so beautiful, and like I've been, I've talked about the Walter Mitty thing so many times. It's crazy how our mind makes up these stories, and I'll do this and then this will happen and then this person, and it's so much of it, like the CCR song is like, someday never comes. So many of the things that I've fantasized about or thought were going to happen don't, and then you set yourself up for excitement and then failure and then elation and then discouraged. And so just every moment, every step, you have everything you need for the next step, and that's all you can really, I don't want to say worry about, but all you need to focus on is just this one step, and give it your full attention, and don't worry about the outcomes, because who cares?
Yeah. And that is something that is, it's hard for all of us. I don't want them to think that we've got it all perfected. Because as you hear, we have the mind stuff going on as well, and we have to, yank ourselves back in different ways. And the power of now, I'll be honest, I've had the book for a while, and it's so meaty that I have to get my knife and fork out when I'm reading it. It's not an easy read. It's a great read, but you can only read, me personally, I can only speak for me, I can only read, maybe a chapter if I'm really good. But like, I'll get stuck on something. I'm like, oh my gosh, that is so good. I need to read that again. I need to think of, wow, that's deep. And I just get stuck. But it's where I get stuck where I need to get stuck, if that makes sense. It's not a I conquered the book. If you're going to try to read it for that, it's not that book. It's more of a toolbox for me, if that makes sense, to go in there and just kind of dig and like, do I need pliers or do I need channel locks for this one? Kind of thing. And anyway, it's just really a good book. And I know Birdie mentioned that, when you go within, you can feel it in your arms and you can feel it, whatever. Sometimes I don't, but I know I'm in. And so for those of you that, and I think, correct me if I'm wrong, Ron Amitron specialist, AKA Rob, I believe that he has said that some feel it and some don't. And, but I have felt it, but then there's sometimes I haven't. And it's okay if you haven't. And it's really great if you have.
And you know what, that's the thing, is that when you've, like, honestly, we're overcoming thousands of years of programming, and everybody's at different places. Some people aren't going to ascend, some people are. It's like everybody's at different ages, different, some people want to go, when you go to the amusement park, some people want to go on the coaster again, and some people don't. And that's kind of like how it is here. That's why I kind of agree with Q one time. He said, like, in a way, they're pushing this great awakening. This great awakening's happening. Well, I look out my windows, go, and I don't see any great awakening. And it's like, we don't need to project that in the field, because going within has nothing to do with a great awakening that's happening to everybody else. Will it happen? Maybe. But what does that look like? The great awakening is, it's an inside job. And so, and that's just the way I see it. So.
Yeah, that's really good.
Yeah.
Birdie, jump in if you need to.
Yeah,
Want
good.
to.
I'm enjoying. I'm calming myself. I'm shushing myself, as our dear sister says. I'm gonna
I
shush
love
myself.
shush myself. That's so funny. For the people dot space had a really good post too. Oh, wow. Had a really good post too. I got to get off of what I was on. And it was talking about the Timelines and Travelers Part 1 and Timelines and Travelers Part 2. And it kind of got into this a little bit, but it was talking about what we're living right now. This is reading from Timelines and Travelers Part 1 for the people.space on March 5th, 2026. It says, what we're living right now is a higher or alternative timeline to what actually happened before many of us returned from the future to change the past. And he alluded, he danced all around this when he was on the radio with us earlier, kind of danced all around that, but now it's just boom right here, that we are from the future coming back to the past to fix. And it says the horrors of, concerning CERN, AI taking over, a nuclear war that wipes out most of the world, and people morphing into uncontrollable zombies that turn on each other to the death is old news. It's already happened. It already happened. It's talking about this is old news. It already happened. We already lived that, and we're currently creating a higher experience for a much better future. We've talked about, you guys know that I really like some of Dolores Cannon's teachings, and we've talked about that split timeline that she talked about, that at a certain point that timeline's going to split. And I saw that as this. Did you guys see that as well, or what did you see from that comment? If anything.
Well,
Rob?
I see it as it's like kind of like what I alluded to, like expecting to see it outside, but that outside world, like even Jesus said, the kingdom shall not come through observation. And it's a frequency. You're in peace or you're not. Like Osho says, there's no such thing as peace of mind. There's peace or mind. So you're either peaceful in the present moment and or not. And that's the thing. And Ron was just very adamant about that. You don't need to do all this stuff, like the mind to heart drops, some commands. Clearing out your genetic cellular memory using the creation lightship clearings for those of us who might be farther down the rabbit hole and don't have as much spirit until we get fortified in ourselves enough to be able to do it. But it's up to us to bring us back to the present moment. It's always going to just be present moment, present moment, present moment, now, now, now,
Yeah, I agree. I just thought it was interesting that this got brought up to the front. And I just want to say, and I'm sure you guys can chime in too, the posting that, where is it? It wasn't the plight. Hold on. It wasn't Epic Fury. It's the one right before that, wasn't it? The one that Asha posted that she knows that ovation.
Oh yeah,
Thank
another good question.
you for ovation posted on February 23, 2026. We love you too, Asha. We love you too. We see you too. So, going back to the book, going back to how we all stay in our now or in our heart center or, take our hearts. Or take our hearts, take our thoughts and drop them into our hearts. What are any tricks? What are any hiccups? What's something that you think if you could tell somebody that was listening today, don't lose heart. You've got this. I'm going to put it to both of you. You can pick who goes first. What would you say?
Go ahead, Birdie. I'm such a gentleman. I'm just ladies first,
You're so giving, Rob. I'm telling you. Oh my gosh, your generosity is overwhelming. Can we repeat the question?
Absolutely. For the people that are listening today, if there's one thing that you could leave them with today on how to stay centered, how to stay in your heart center, how to, stay in the now. What would you say?
Okay. Well, it takes a lot of practice. It is not, I mean, it's like we all say, it's simple, but it's not easy. It's especially when you're dealing with a lot of outside people, you're out in the world, you're in the workplace, you have family and friends that aren't really on the same journey.
Yeah, that's good.
So breathing. Like I would try, I used to react, it's like sometimes it's like you're standing there and you're like a, little happy-go-lucky, like a little deer prancing through and then bam, it's like, wait, what, why did you do that? Like I just never see it coming. And so I always would get shocked by people saying something. I'm like, that I don't think that way. I don't feel that way. And I used to react. Like I would cry immediately if someone hurt my feelings or said something mean. And I'm much better, but it's taken me years to not be, it's trying to take the emotion out of it, of, you know, even if someone's maybe say something that's hurtful, it's, I want to stay in my heart. So sometimes you can't help it. I mean, the tears might come, or if it's like real harsh. But for me, I make it, I try so hard not to react at all. Like not like, okay, take a deep, breathing is key. And
Huge,
that, I mean, just that old yoga breathing where, 'cause you have to focus until you get good at it, where when you breathe in, you're pushing your stomach out. Because that's the way we used to breathe as babies, right? Like you, when you're breathing in, we all somewhere along the line started breathing in and like sucking in your stomach, and then when you exhale, but instead, when you breathe in, you push your stomach out, and then when you exhale, you just let it fall. Well, that when you don't do that, it feels unnatural, so you can't think because you have to focus on that breathing. And now I've been doing that for years, so that now I naturally breathe that way, where my, you know, you push your stomach out when you're inhaling, so the breathing helps. And then I have to tell myself, if my mind's going, stay in your heart, stay in your heart, stay in your heart, because I never want to hurt anybody. I don't want to fire back. I don't, you know, it's that turn the other cheek kind of thing. I don't want to go lower. I don't want to react. Obviously, this person's saying something or doing something, or this happens. Maybe they're hurting. Like, I don't like basically staying out of judgment, which is really difficult because there's some outrageous stuff going on, and there could be, but it just don't allow it in your reality. There doesn't have to be dark in your reality if you don't allow it. If it doesn't exist, it doesn't exist. And that takes a ton of practice. But it's really, really awesome when you get glimpses of that type of peace. Does that make sense?
That's really good.
Yeah.
That's really
I
good.
like everything that you said, Birdie, and breathing for me, that's always the closest and the most immediate. So, like, you know, if you can't do a mind to heart drop out loud, the mind to heart drop for me is always my go-to. I'll go whisper it or I'll excuse myself to go to the bathroom and do the mind to heart drop. But also, here's a little thing I don't know if I ever shared with on the radio, and I don't know really where I picked it up, or I think I got it from. I heard Ron always scribbling when he was doing clearings, and I think that he was using a pencil. Like, I remember him saying he was using a pencil. I don't know exactly what he, but it just sounded like he was just scribbling, and I think it was just to dissipate the energy as it ran through his body. So, say if you're getting psychically attacked by somebody, like they're really projecting mind energy at you, and you don't want to, like, you can't, you just feel like in the position that I'm just going to listen to them rather than, you know, provoke them by walking away or something, is I put my cross my arms behind me. And I just kind of flap my fingers, and it's like they can't see the hand, but I'm just like letting making sure that any energies that's hitting me is just getting dissipated out through the other side through movement, right? So I'm not, and I'm trying to focus on my breath, but also just like, okay, if there is energy that's trying to stick to me, I can just move my hand or my finger. And I don't know, I've been doing that, and it seems to work sometimes, but maybe it's psychological or maybe it has no effect. But little things like that, and like the breathing is the most immediate thing because, as Birdie was saying, if somebody's triggering you and you, it's like I could take a deep breath and not respond. You know, at Christmas, I think I've mentioned before, at Christmas, we were talking about, you know, I have nephews and whatever. It's not my place to say anything about what's going on with what they're teaching here in Canada and gender studies and all this stuff. And I got really triggered about something. And it's like, you know what? I don't even have to. I just took a few deep breaths and I was like, I don't even have to engage or share my opinion on this, you know? And everybody was like looking at me like, because I usually have something to say. And I was like, ah, I want to each their own, you know?
That's good. That's good. I'm in the same field as you both. On a show quite a while back, I shared a breathing technique that was shared through Dolores Cannon. And it was, you know, inhale for four, hold for four, exhale for four, and then say, I am here now. And sometimes, like if I'm sunshine, are you here? And so I'm not sometimes, and so I have to kind of yank it back, and the breathing is big for me. I also learned, and I know this sounds weird, but that skin between your thumb and your first finger, that if you just pinch that, it kind of like it wakes you up kind of thing. And sometimes I'll just do that to kind of bring me back. It's like if I'm in a tense situation to where I'm just like, okay, you need to be here now. You need to center. And sometimes I'll just hold that area there. That's a natural thing that I do. It's not a spiritual thing, I would say. But yeah, sometimes it's a battle, and I know that when I'm in that battle, I've got to kind of realize that, okay, why am I having such a hard time with this? And then try to put the pieces together. Did I not get my quiet time in, or why am I under attack? Where's the attack? Like observe what is going on. Why am I having such a hard time? That kind of thing. But I'm with you guys. It's the breathing and the focusing back on the now, bringing it back to
Yeah.
the now.
And the breathing is you're moving energy. Like every breath, if you think about it, it's in and out. And like I always revert back, I say that too, only in movement is life. And that's from the Essene Gospel of Peace. And so doing Qigong or just going for a walk. And when I walk now, like unless I'm going somewhere, I'm got to be on time. Today, this morning, or yesterday, when I had the whole day, the whole afternoon to just go for a walk to do an errand, and I'm like, I don't have to be home by a specific time. Like, whatever, if I get home at midnight, that's fine. I'm just going to walk in peace. And I walk differently. I walk very like shorter steps, and walk consciously, like do the mind to heart drop, get into your body, feel what it's like to be in your body. And you're going to start to realize like, oh, I have kind of like my hip clicks kind of when I walk like that, because your walk has become so robotic, you probably don't even notice because everybody just has a walk. And so for myself, I'm like, okay, my right hip clicks, my left knee kind of has tension at that point. And when you start changing that and focusing on it, and then you start walking smoother, you're relaxing. Even though you're walking, it doesn't need to be this like I used to jog, and then I was like I would walk kind of with intent, like almost like a army march. And then now I'm to the point where I'm like, I just waddle around
That's
like at
good.
peace with this like graceful walk. And that but going for a walk, breathing, just doing qigong, doing the dishes in a present state, just anything that's physical to ground you into the present moment. The easiest way, like being stuck in your head, is just because you're not moving. If you get up and take one step or one action in towards, something that's going to benefit you or the direction you want to go, that's way more powerful than any planning, strategizing, or thinking about stuff,
Right. I want to go back to you were talking about being aware of your body, because in the Power of Now book by Eckhart Tolle in chapter 6, it's called The Inner Body, INNER, body. It says the art of inner body awareness will develop into a completely new way of living, a state of permanent connectedness with being, capital B, being, and will add a depth to your life that you have never known before. And then it says, it is easy to stay present as the observer of your mind when you are deeply rooted within your body. No matter what happens on the outside, nothing can shake you anymore unless you stay present. And inhabiting your body is always an essential aspect of it. You will continue to be run by your mind. And so that's exactly what you're talking about. You're like, you correct me if I'm wrong, but it sounds like that's what you're talking about. You're like, just listen to your body, just be one with your body and observe. And yeah, it was really good. I love this book. There's so many nuggets in it.
Yeah, I read it actually in 2021 after kind of had my seeing the light moment, and it was really interesting because I was just like think that that's why I want to be there for people, because things can get crazy. Once you start waking up, I feel like I didn't know that there was going to be more attacks, or I didn't know what the mind even goes off the deep end. Like I was trying to find out like what the heck's going on with spirituality, and there's so many dark rabbit holes and numbers and gematria and all this stuff. And like it took me a couple of years to find Ron and Q, but like if I could save people from going through that, because your mind will make you go crazy. And so I read The Power of Now, and I need like it came to me right at the moment when I needed it the most. I forget who sent it to me. I think somebody lent it to me. But it was really good, and that was 2021. And I still reread it every now and then, so it was kind of synchronistic.
Yeah, that's good. Birdie, is your caffeine
Rob,
worn off? Are you good?
Rob reminded me of something. So just another time, like, I'm gonna just let it out, what a weirdo I can be. But it was You guys know it, but so even you said about doing the dishes. I have a dishwasher, but we never had one growing up. So I don't use the dishwasher. I use it as a drying rack and I do all the dishes by hand. And I have a big family. And so, like you said about being present, I practice on everything I do. Like sometimes you're doing stuff and your mind's everywhere else. So I put the music on. And just washing silverware. Nobody ever washes the handle. They just wash,
Oh no, I
the
do.
top of the fork. This, oh, I know you do because you're like, we're
I'm your
alike.
Twinkie.
But I think of each piece as like, let me give each dish my attention as if it's like a living object. It's alive. And it's like, well, I want to get a shower too. Like I have all this stuff on me, and I kind of like look at each individual dish because it keeps me present. And it's not like, just a task. It's like, oh, I gotta hurry up and do these so I can do that, and just washing things really fast. I'll stand at the sink, I'll put on music, sometimes I'll dance at the sink, but I'll wash each individual one, and I like make up this whole little like a child. I make up stories, and like it just keeps me in like fun. So like it's kind of like whatever it takes, and who cares? What, I don't care anymore. Like, yes, I'm wild and weird and everybody knows it that lives with me, but it's endearing. And so what, right? Like, so what if it's odd? And the other thing, like we all find something that might soothe or help us stay present. And like I found this, it's called a peacock or rock, and it's beautiful. And I keep it in my purse and carry it everywhere. So if I'm ever kind of in a situation that's unexpected, or I'm just not really prepared, or like I just try and stay in the present. So I don't really see things coming too often. I could just go in my purse and I'll hold it in my hand and I'll only focus on the energy of that. It's enough to just hold in the palm of my hand. And it was something that I discovered almost by accident, because I was like in this situation and someone was really just their energy was not matching mine. And I was kind of in this position where I really couldn't leave at that moment. So I'm like, okay. And I felt that in my purse, so I grabbed it and I carried it around with me. And it really just kind of just made me focus on what was in my hand. Like, I know it might be like a coping mechanism, if you want to call it that, but it was helping me stay present and be like, okay, I'm here. I'm focusing on how pretty this thing is. It's got every color. It's beautiful. I'm sure I have a castle made of it, and I just kind of go there. I mean, look, whatever it takes to stay present, we're here. It doesn't have to be dark. It doesn't have to be, attacks. It could just be, okay, well, I'm going to stay present. Like, this is like, as my girl says, this is not my jam, right? Like, this is not my jam. I'm just going to kind of go within and have a little fun with myself. Like, yeah, makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. So, what commands do you guys do? We do the heart, mind to heart drop, which is, I command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head and drop them into my heart with the count 10 to 1, 5 to 1, 3 to 1, whichever one you do, right? Do it three times. And then, are there other commands, like tools that we can give our listeners to do?
Yeah, of course. I have like a standard kind of group that I do a couple times a day. Command my spirit to close my crown chakra and shrink wrap my aura. That's commanding my spirit to increase my life force energy,
Mine too.
to maximize my life force energy within my body. When you command your spirit to clear anything that is not your authentic self in this moment or anything that's not from source, that's great. But you also have to call your spirit back after you do that. So if you're commanding, clearing your field, there's going to be gaps where your spirit left. So I command all of my spirit and all of my light fragments back to me here now. I command all of me disconnected from all parallel lives here now. And then command your preferred states of being. I command my spirit to just hold me in perfect peace, whatever it is, make them up, have fun with it. Whatever can you'll start feeling it. That's the thing. It took me months before I could start feeling even the mind to heart drop, but now I can actually feel it. And so you're gonna start trusting yourself more and more. You're gonna start feeling feeling when you're embodied in spirit. Like when I'm, doing qigong, and sometimes it's easy to forget. Like some days I wake up and I feel like everything I learned is a lie, and then it takes me, like yesterday, I don't think I felt grounded and more spirit in my body till like mid-afternoon after I got back from my walk, and I was like, oh yeah, I'm light. Like I'm light. I had a lot of stuff to clear because I had a busy few days and lots of energy and flying with the guys and helping my friend move and, like doing all this stuff. Oh, you know what I did for the first time, which was very interesting. I really wanted to share this with you guys.
Please share what
I went into a sensory deprivation float tank.
you did.
Yeah, that was
Wow.
pretty crazy. So that was an interesting thing, but wow, it was good because it took me like 40 minutes before you go in for an hour and a half. And it took me like 40 minutes before I could really relax. And it's a strange experience because you're in this like, chamber all by yourself or whatever. It's like I don't even know what you call it. Like a closable door. It's almost like a little submarine or something, and you're floating and like you don't realize. It was really cool. And so I had to do a lot of mind heart drops and breathing in there. But it was really good to be free of any kind of outside stimulation, and I feel like that was, calling my spirit back then was really good. But
Wow, that's cool. That's really cool. I
That
do,
is cool.
that's I know, right? I do a lot of those same commands, and when we say them just quickly like that, we do them three times. I do mine three times. I shouldn't say we. I'm not with Rob when he does his commands, but I do it three times and each. So, Birdie, is there anything that it's like? It's 11:42, 11:43 here, so we've got just a few minutes left. I know that you've got the one command that you shared with me that's really good. I don't even know if I have it right here. It's the one that
Always stay connected to source. That's my big one. And
Yep,
that's
that's it.
an all-encompassing one for me. But I think what's really cool is through this journey, it used, when you're first learning and it's like I'm trying to be perfect. I'm writing down word for word, verbatim, everything that like being said. I'm like, I gotta say it right. And and Ron Amitran used to do the count. He used to go 10 three times, like 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. And I would do it, but it was like, I really wanted to do it right. And I was so concerned about not doing it correctly. And then over time, it's like you find your wings, so to speak, right? And
Yeah, that's really
so,
good.
yeah, like now I'm very free floating with commands. And the stable one that I do is, I mean, sometimes I'll go a whole day and go, I didn't do any commands today, but I really didn't need to do commands today because I was present all day, and it was like, it's just like, oh wow, I didn't really do anything today. Like I'm just living and I'm being in the present and everything's fine. And then sometimes, there's times where it happens to all of us where you get in your head a little bit, or there's a situation or a circumstance that you're like, like silly things. Like I think we talked about this earlier. I had like, just synchronicities happen all the time, as you know. And for me, that's just reassurance that I'm on the right path. I'm doing, I have things pop up all day long. So you have fun with it. But the one command is I command my spirit to always stay connected to source and everyone and everything that is authentically from source.
Yeah, that
So
one's
it's
really
for
good.
me, it's just all encompassing. Like I just want to stay connected to source. The mind to heart drop I use, it's not a daily thing for me anymore. And now I'm like 3, 2, 1, snap. Like there's no pay. Like I'm just like, it'll all work. I don't even sometimes have to do. I feel like we're strong enough as you get to this point. There doesn't have to be rules. Sometimes my commands are long-winded and I feel like I'm, and then I start laughing because I'll say stuff and I'm like, and I'll just go on and on about something. And I'm like, wait, this is supposed to be. And I laugh. I couldn't repeat what I said, but it was from the heart. And then I go, okay, 3, 2, 1, snap. And then I just kind of laugh. So you can't, it doesn't have to always be really serious and perfect. Do it from your heart and it can't be wrong.
And even when you're brand new, the outlines, I don't know if it's rules, but the rules, the outline, the pattern, I don't know what word to use, is there to help us learn So we have a template to follow, and then once you've used that template, it's kind of like cooking. Like for me, I'll follow a recipe maybe once, and then I'm like, okay, I'm going off road. I call it going off road. I want a little bit more of this, a little less of that, and you know what would be really great in here is this, you know, that kind of thing. And so, yeah, it's just once you kind of get your training wheels off, which everybody, there's people listening to this that just strapped on their training wheels. And so it's okay to have your training wheels on. It's okay because you're just learning who you are and that it's not that physical flesh suit, that you are actually source, that you are actually light. And it's okay to have training wheels on because not all of us know, you know, who we are. We know, we may know we're light, but we not may not know who we are. Or that kind of thing, and it's okay. It's absolutely okay. So.
That's the thing, is that it's important to, like Birdie said, to just be relaxed. Like, we're so, I don't know about you guys, I'm not going to include you, but like, we're so stuck into mind energy. Like, I know I had so much trauma about not getting things right, about being a kid, about making mistakes. Oh, my parents won't love me. I won't get a good job. I won't get straight A's. Like, we're so, like, this indoctrination station that we call Earth, that we are born into, is so strict with us that, like, we're so, am I doing it right? Like, even Qigong, I've been doing it for about a year. And I, you know, like Birdie said, I was so scared. And I was like, I don't even know what I'm doing. And I'm just starting. And I was like, but I want to do it in my backyard. And I was like, well, and I start, you know, what if somebody sees me out there? And it's like, well, what if somebody sees me? And then my mom said, well, what if somebody sees you and you inspire them to start doing it? And I was like, yeah, good call. And so I went from like being nervous because I don't know what I'm going to be doing to like, I'm going out there and doing the best I can. And instead of this perfection, because perfection is your enemy. Like, you know, nobody, like, to start something is wonderful. To be crappy, embrace being crappy at something, because, you know, it's not going to last very long. You know, you spend a year doing something, even if it's a couple times a week, like, you're going to be light years ahead of where you were. So just get started. Take that one next step. That's all. That's the most important thing is the next step. So just give it your fullest attention, right? And so, like Birdie said, being relaxed. Like, I was so worried about, am I doing it wrong? I'm like, and we don't realize that we're sourced. You know, you have these glimpses of it, but then it's like, you feel like it's still so ingrained in us that there's this authority outside of us, or God, that's not going to let us get into the pearly gates. That has nothing to do with ascension. It's just being able to hold spirit energy. So, you know, thinking that you're not going to be able to do it is stopping you from doing it. You know, like, and that's how bad it is. So learn, do it like from a relaxed, as a matter of fact state. But we're so used to being serious, and you got to, you know, like, whatever. But we're not used to being in that relaxed flow state all the time, you know?
I know for me, one of the commands I do, I got from one of our close friends, and it has to do with I have to go in and out of the matrix because of, you know, the job I have. It's not the stressful job I used to have, but I still have a job, and it's dealing with the public. And so it's commanding my spirit and prime creation to only allow beings of light beings and benevolent beings in my self-created animation system now. And it works. I'll approach people as they come into the area where I'm at, and they will not even acknowledge that I'm there. It's like they didn't hear me. And I'll approach other people, welcome them in, and they just shine and beam, and they just interact with me. And so I'm like, okay. So I don't chase the other ones trying to say, hey, did you hear me? You know, I'm supposed to, you know, touch base with everybody. I just let my self-created animation system work. So,
That's amazing. I wanted to share about, you know, like, your, when you said self-creation animation system, it just triggered something in me. And so for people out there listening who maybe aren't quite getting that, like, we live in a holographic matrix that is kind of, you know, generated by us, through us, for us, and some benevolent and not so benevolent ways, but that we're creating it with our mind, which is based on the past. So clearing out our DNA stops us from repeating the past thing. But can I share with when I really understood that that's what we live in? It was like, oh my God, this is
It's
so
gonna have to be
true.
quick because I have to do
Okay.
something at the end of the show.
Yeah. So it was in 2021, again, after that all happened, and I was kind of off the deep end looking at gematria, and, you know, people, some of the truthers out there were talking about it. So, but I had this one night where I was home alone, and I was like wondering, and I was in my head, and it kind of snapped me back into the moment. But I had been laying in bed, I couldn't sleep because things were chaotic in my life. And I hear outside, it's May 6th, there's no special occasion. I hear just like one firework burst, like a triple, like, doosh, doosh, doosh. And I was like, that's so weird. Like, fireworks, like, at this time, I'm like, what time in the night is it? It's got to be the middle of the night. And I get up and look at the clock, and it's 1:24 a.m. And 1:24 is what fireworks is in Gematria. And I just started laughing. I was like, oh my God, we really do live in a matrix. Like, and that was before I found Q and Ron, but I was just, all
That's
these
funny.
awarenesses were happening to me. And I was like, this, we truly do live in a matrix. And that was like the moment I knew it was for sure 110%.
Yeah, so funny. That's
Yeah.
hilarious.
Like, what are the odds? There's no such thing as coincidence. So like, why would I hear a firework out my window and like at that exact time? And I was just like, wow.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I want to thank both of you guys for being on. I really hope that everybody listening got something fun from this. And Birdie, I love you.
Yay.
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 Thanks for
Thank you.
having
Thanks
me.
for being here. Rob, thank you for being
Thank
here.
you so much.
You're
Yeah.
welcome.
Love
Much
you guys. Take
love.
care.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.